Evening, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm aiming tonight, Mirza Hashem, to complete Siman Lamed Beis. We're going to be learning from Siman, from Sif Mem Vov, all the way till Nun Beis, which is the final Sif of the Siman. We have touched on quite a number of points in these few Sifim. I would very much like to complete this week still the Siman. Lamed Gimel is then going to continue with more aloch with regards to Ratzuas. There is still quite a bit of Hilchas Tefillin coming. But the Lamed Beis is definitely the longest and the most important. But there will be more simonim coming after that. But I just tried to complete the simon today, Mirtz Hashem. So we'll try to complete it. Okay, so if Memvav is very much a repetition of what we discussed yesterday. Ye hagilyan elyon techila shezeu shura elyoino vegilyan tachton litzad peh habatim. When you've got the tefillin in front of you, you need to ensure that the parshas need to be. Imagine the batim would be invisible, and you could just see through them. Just make sure that the batim are placed in a way that you could actually read; they're not upside down. Yagilian elyon tchilah should be the top on top. Shdeu shur elyon should be on top. The gilian tachton itzad peh batim, and the gilian, the margin in the bottom, should be towards the opening of the batim. Now it's not really an opening anymore because we've got the Mavarta, but the Titura, but it is where the opening really is. As we said yesterday, the beginning of the parsha, starting from Shema, should be the opening. That's what you see. If you were to open it, and if you were to open and read it, you'd be in front of you, and you could just be able to read it. That's what the Ramah says, and with that, we are ready for Sif Mem Zayin. Im Kosav Kol Arba Parshas Beklaf Echot. If you would have all the four parshas on one klaf, ksherim, they would be kosher. So it's referring to the tefillin shel Rosh. If you have got the four parshas in one klaf, they are kosher. Afilu ein revach beinehem, even if there is no space in between them. Ubelvad shechut. As long as there's a string, or meshicha, or some other string separation, being called bais v'bais, between every bais. So he says as follows, if you've got if you've got the four parshas should be in separate batim. But if for one reason or another, you just have it in one long parsha, you'd have one long parsha, and you'd put them not literally separate, completely divided, but you'd have it in a way that you're just there, and you have separations on a sort of string. They would be lying flat, and you have some sort of separation which divides them, the four parshias. So he says again, im kosav kol arba parshas beklaf echad, if they're one klaf, ksherim, they can be kosher, afilu ein revach beinayim, even if there's no stains in between, but as long as shechut is a string or meshicha, the string or some sort of separation, be called bais of bais between every bais. Shalyad, with regards to the tefillin shalyad, kosav arba parshas beklaf echad, you write the four parshas in one klaf, the goil, that's very much a repetition. The goil eloistan meserfen et chilosan. You roll them from the beginning to the, from the end to the beginning. The koirech, as we learned, as we discussed yesterday, the koirech klaf alayim, you put an additional klaf, a parchment on top of that. The sar eagle and the hair of a calf. Umachnisam beveisam, and you then put them into the batim. Kmoshel roish, like the tefillin shel rosh. Vim kosvan albo klafim. If you put them on four different klafim, on four different parchments, v'nichon be'albo batim yotzo, and you put them in four different batim yotzo yoyotze. V'hu sheyatle pereshichase oir albo batim shonirim kvais echot. As long as you cover them up and it will appear like one bais, yoyotze, it's fine, it's okay. Says the Ramah the following. What, the Shulchan Aruch the following. What will happen if you've got a tefillin shel Rosh, which we know tefillin shel Rosh should really be in one bais, but you don't do that. For one reason or another, the Batimacha wanted to have it in four separate parts, divided in four separate sections. The tefillin shel Yad in four different sections, which is not many be, it's many being one. And you separate it in four sections, you literally made like a tefillin shel Rosh, and then you covered it up, that it will afterwards look very much like a regular tefillin shel yad. but it really intrinsically is four. You have separated into four. So that it says that it's okay. You can, as long as you've really covered it up properly, you can do that. If it appears like one bais, it's actually okay in your yotze. The minig is, however, if you do make it in four separate parshas, the Rama says the minig, if you do that, you should still glue the klaf together and not just have the outside externally covered up like one bais, but you should additionally also glue all the parshas together. Veizaru litol devek kosher, but you should ensure that the glue is a kosher glue. Right, so when you're gluing this, it's not sufficient just to cover up externally the four batim, but you should also, if you do that, you should also glue on the parshas together. Siv memches. Im tzipa batim bezav. Say you want to outdo your person in shul. You're not satisfied with having this regular black tefillin. You really want the person next sitting next to you, want his eyes to pop out, and you're covering the tefillin with some gold. How is that, Rabbi Isai? You're covering, you've got kosher tefillin, but you're covering them up with gold. Can you do that? Im tzipa batim bezav. You have covered up the tefillin with gold. Oi, alternatively, ba'oir behemet tmeya, you have covered up the tefillin with additional layer of leather of an animal which is tomei, psulim it's posul. So either you've covered up the tefillin with gold, so again, it's a completely kosher set of tefillin, but after you've got the leather onto, you've got the bottom, everything perfectly kosher. But after having the perfectly kosher tefillin, you are covering this up with some layer of gold. Example one. Or example two, you want to have the wow effect in shul and you are covering it up with some giraffe skin. Just to make sure that tefillin shel rosh with some giraffe skin, or maybe leopard or tiger skin on top. And just to make sure everybody looks at you. So that, again, the same halacha is that it's possible. We're learning over here, that's actually very negel and meiser. We're learning over here that you can't just because the tefillin were kosher one stage, that doesn't mean you can cover them up with something which is possible. It will invalidate the tefillin. So therefore, the bi'er halacha goes, and the poskim discuss very, very thick layers of dye, which is not good dye, which you wouldn't be able to eat, which is not mutar b'ficha, which is not kosher dye. If it's very, very thick, and you would cover this up, cover up the tefillin in such a thickness that it's an independent unit, it would possibly be a problem. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? Very thick dye. Yeah, because if it's thin, it's going to be absorbed and it's going to be bottled to the batim. To make it more similar to the case that Shulchan Aruch is talking about, it would be something which is a unit on its own. Like gold. Gold is always going to be some thickness to it, there's some substance to gold, and similarly if you add an additional layer of giraffe skin, it's going to be an additional layer on top. And that's why when it would be a problem. Pardon? Right, so you've answered the question yourself. It's movable, and it's clearly something which is not part of the tefillin. If it's not, it's not attached at all to the tefillin, and therefore it's not a problem. In fact, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Mem Tes. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, again, halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Shu tefillin itforim begidei behema v'chayu tohoirim, Now, we have discussed previously that the tefillin is actually made out of a few parts. You've got the bais on top, and then afterwards you've got the base, which is an additional part really to the tefillin. Now, obviously, they're always attached and they're connected together. So you've got this part, which is the rectangle part, and then you've got the bottom part, which is the Turin Ma'avarta, which is underneath it. Both the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim says that they need to be connected. They need to be attached. So normally, I'm sure you've got beautiful pictures, Moshe. You've got really, they come out, if you've got, but the Batimacha, before it's blackened, you'll see that actually these flaps to it. Have you got a nice picture to that? Yeah, can you maybe show it around? They come out with flaps, yeah? Can you see it? There's no picture of that. Let's have a look. I'm sure there is. I mean, I'm not sure, but I imagine. Yeah, because that's made of one oil. Yeah, you've got it over here. Let's see if there's something better than that. Yeah. You've got over here on this page Yutches, and in page picture Chav Tes and picture Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, you'll see a little bit what I mean. Those pictures over here, do you mind to pass around? You'll see that there's that just flaps coming out, and then you'll have to attach those pictures over here. That's just these pictures. You'll see that it's really flaps, and then after they have to be attached to the base. Now, how do you attach them? How do you attach them? What do you use? So the halacha l'mashim Sinai is that when you have that piece of, you have that part of the tefillin with the bottom part of the tefillin, that they have to be stitched together with, as the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here, halacha l'mashim Sinai, this halacha l'mashim Sinai, should tefillin niton, they have to be stitched begidei behem, or with the gidim, with veins of a behem of a chayot toherim, of a kosher animal. Veins of a kosher animal, that is what's being used by the tefillin. We all know it from our, right, from my regular tefillin, you can see around the batim, there's those strings. What are those strings? They are made out of gidim. They are veins of kosher animals. The tov litvo begidei shoyel, it is proper and good to use gidim of a shoyel, of a bull. Sent to Shulchan Aruch in Seif Katan, Reish Chof Beis, begidei, begidei behema, the gidim which are being used are the ones from the acre, from the heel, shem levonim, because they are quite white. V'imem koshim, and if they are hard, they tend to be very, very hard. Merachim ba'avonim, you soften them with stones. Ad shiyasu kepishton, until they are softer. The toivin oisam, the shoyrim oisam, they are then spun and then made softer in a way that they can actually be used as, you can stitch them. Here again, they need to be spun lishmo. Well, Yerabu Prima God, in fact, there's another achonim are more lenient that they don't need to be spun lishmo. Reish Chav Gimel Mishnebura said, Tehoirim Afilum in Avelis Vetrefus Shalahem. Again, he as well needs to be from a species of animal which is kosher, but it doesn't have to be shechted. Reish Chav Dalet. Very interesting shaila, what the Mishnebura brings over here. Begidei shoy, you should use a shoy. V'im ein loy, if he hasn't got, yikach megidei behem edaket, and he can take from a small animal. Avol mitmea filu b'dyevet posul, but if you're using a non-kosher animal, the tefillin will be posul even b'dyevet. V'tzorich ian, Mishnebura ask a nice shayla, emot litfo b'gida noshe, can you use the gida noshe? Rabbi, so what do you think about the gida noshe? What a beautiful shayla in the Mishnebura. Pardon? Very good. So you are saying that since the Gidan Osher really comes from an animal which is kosher, just there's an external problem that you can't eat it, surely you could use the Gidan Osher for stitching that filling together. That's what you're saying. What's the other side of the coin, Rabbi Isai, though? What would you argue against that? Mutar v'ficha. So although, so Mutar v'ficha tells us it needs to be a species of animal which is kosher, which excludes... Nevela Tefa. Right, but Rabbi Feingold probably is going to answer that it's we're talking about an animal which is kosher, or something of the animal which can be kosher. But surely the Gidan Osher is to some extent a little bit similar to a behemoth tmei to some extent, because that's something which can never be kosher. It's true that it doesn't have to be shechted. It's true, but it's an animal which can be shechted and thereby mutter. It's a type of something which can be kosher. This is something which can never be kosher. So that's an interesting. It's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. He leaves it with a tzorich ian. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Nun. En liknois gidim en Yehudi. I have absolutely no idea why goyim would sell gidim. I have no idea. But Shulchan Aruch says, Elikno is Gidim, if you can go to a Tesco's and buy some veins there. So he says, you can't buy it of Goyim. Elikno is Gidim, and Yehudi, Mishum, Dechashim, because we are concerned. Shemo Shil Behem, Matmeyahim, it could easily be of an animal which is non-kosher, obviously. Who says it's going to be from a kosher animal? It could easily be veins from a Gidim, from a non-kosher animal. So you can't just buy randomly by Goy, Gidim. In a place that you haven't got Gidim, for some reason or another, you're living in a place where you can't get hold of Gidim, which come from a kosher animal. What are you going to do then? Now, my old French isn't all that great. I'm not sure what the French way of saying this is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting psak. It's fascinating. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you cannot, it's Aloch Lemushim Sinai, that you're attaching the top part of the tefillin with the bottom part of the tefillin, you stitch it together with Gidim. It has to be from a kosher animal. What do you do if you cannot get hold of a Gid? You just can't. What are you going to use then? Says the Shulchan Aruch, what you can do if you cannot get hold of a Gid, you're not going to, because of that, just not put on tefillin. What are you going to do? So you can use you can take a piece of cloth, and a very thin part of cloth, of parchment, which obviously has nothing to do with animal, and you roll that up, and you do it in a way that it looks like a string, and you use that as a string to connect the top and the bottom part of the tefillin. You can do that. Rabbi Yisai, what do you think about such an interesting psak? Shulchan Aruch is saying us. You should use that, you should, until you have an opportunity of getting a proper gid. Rabbi Yisai, what's your thought about that? Exactly, it's very, very strange. How can it be that it's Aloch L'mishmi Sinai, you can use a gid of a kosher animal? If you cannot get hold of a kosher animal's gid, you can use cloth instead of that? How does that work? How does that work? How does that work? I mean, pardon?
It says part of Aloch L'mishmi Sinai.
It's not. It happens to be it's not. What would you say, Rabbi, say if somebody says, you know, if you cannot get hold of kosher matzahs, instead of that, use baguettes? I mean, you know, you cannot get, so use second best. Just make them very flat, that they look a bit similar. Halach l'mashim Sinai, it's very strange. Says the Mishneh Berurah, gives us some understanding in this. It's first Reish Chavov. I'm not going to attempt to read this old French. Hem chutim anasim in haklaf. These are chutin, strings which are made out of cloth. Umokim atchak svira lei, and umokim atchak in difficult circumstances. We say we came in the minoihu. It's to some extent it's mino. It's the same type. Hem kegidim atzman. It's a bit similar to gidin. Uksheirim litfoim bem stam, and you can use them for stamp. But here the Mishnah in Reish Chavzayin explains a bit further, and he says, "Achis damnu," until you have the opportunity of getting proper gidim. Why is that? Kedei, in order shloy leis batel memitzvas tefillin, in order that you will not cancel off completely the mitzvah tefillin. Veshes damein loy gidim yate, you say it yatiram, and when you're going to have the opportunity of getting hold of proper gidim, yatirem, you should release them, v'yitfoy begidim, and use proper gidim. V'yesh me'achoyenim, other achoyenim, however, sh'choyshishim, they hold, sh'loy lotzei zbohem, you cannot be yoytze with them, afilu b'shaschag, even under extreme circumstances. Sh'arei aloch l'moshim isinai, or gidin, because aloch l'moshina is, aloch l'moshim isinai is gidin, v'tul denanus, oir hu, and this is leather, sh'u klaf, which is part of parchment, v'oir letfir lo shemanu, you can't use leather for stitching. It doesn't make sense. But lefiza, therefore, if you haven't got any other possibilities of getting gidim, you certainly can't make a brocha. You certainly can't make a brocha on that. That's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to pasken. So Mishneh Berurah brings many achayim old that you can't. It doesn't work. Aloch Mishneh Berurah says gidim. You can't use parchment to stitch together the bat. That doesn't work. However, the Shulchan Aruch does pasken you can, and it sounds, what do you think about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai? Can you make a bracha or not? The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishneh Berurah says you can't. What did it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch, though? Rabbi Gideon, I agree with you. To me, it sounds as well that the Shulchan Aruch pasken you could actually make a bracha, because it doesn't say you can't. It doesn't say you can't, so it's probably you could.
Well, there's only, isn't it, it's just stop you forgetting them.
Very good. So that's very good. The lashon you're using is very, very deep, because what you're saying is shloi is batel mitzvah tefillin. That's very much what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, that you shouldn't forget mitzvah tefillin. And more importantly, this is the Mamash of the Achronim say, and it's actually a concept that we find in Dalet Hilchas Dalet Minim. We find such a concept that sometimes you can use on the very extreme circumstances, which nowadays I don't think exists anymore, but on the very extreme circumstance, you could actually use Dalet Minim, which are Apostle, Shalot Ishtakach Toiras Ha'esek, Shalot Ishtakach Toiras Lulav. There is such a concept that we find in the Rishonim and in early Achronim, that you can use Apostle at Dalet Minim, that in order you shouldn't forget, you can't have all communities. Entire communities not fulfilling the mitzvah, and if that's 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, they're going to forget all about mitzvah d'aluminim. So you can use post aluminim on the very extreme circumstances and very clear boundaries. You could occasionally use some post aluminim. So it's a bit similar to that, which is a very interesting concept, because we don't want those yid not to wear tefillin. They can't get all of gidim. What are you going to tell them? Don't put on tefillin. That's not really a possibility. Therefore, tell him to wear those tefillin which are stitched together with some leather. Yeah, but it's something one has to try to understand. Sif Nun Aleph continues Shulchan Aruch. Yitfoil shloish atfiris, 3 stitches bechol tzad on every direction. Vechot atfiri esoivim mishteruchoy, you should go into 2 directions. Veyavir chot atfira ben kol bayis lebayis, you should go, every bayis should go around. So that's what he says, around. And more than that, umiu imloy os, veyavir chot atfira ben kol bayis lebayis. You should go 3 times in each direction. And what the achronim say as well, is that it should be done in a way you should go in and out, in and out, in and out. And if you do it like this, you'll see that for us it doesn't appear, this is a good picture, you see it doesn't appear that it's going in and then out over here and then over here again. And if you do the opposite direction, when you're going back, that like this, you're going to have, it's normally one string actually. Normally, it doesn't have to be, but it's normally one string. And then if you're going in and out different, does that make sense what I'm saying? Going in over here, and then on your way back, you're going to go out over here. So like this, you're going to have both, they're going to be, it looks like it's not just going in and then out over here, but you're going to go, you're going to cover this area. When you're going back, you're going to cover this area. I'm sure there's a name for it. Is there? Yeah, I'm sure there's a name for it. Okay, so that's what he says. You should really do 3 stretches in 4 directions. How much is 3 times 4?
12.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 3 times 4, 12. But he says if you did less than that, it doesn't become possible. If you ended up with 10, doesn't matter, but some say that it should ideally be out of 1 string. They use 1 long string, in and out, until you have 12. Mishtabura in Seif Cotton. Reish Chof Ches. Why do we have 12? Becholzat Tamle Yud Beis Tfiris. Why do we have 12? Why do we have 12? Neged Yud Beis Shiftei Soil. Keneged the 12 Shvotim. Don't do it in the bais, so that would be over here in the bais mamash, but on the flaps underneath. So don't go into the bais, but on the side. I think that there are people who do it, but Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. It should be like all out tefillin. I think all the conventional tefillin, the tefillas are around the bais and not on the bais. What the yud beis shvatim, how that connects to tefillin, I don't know. We'll have to wait for Sunday. Or alternatively, yeah, if you can't wait, you can probably read it. Probably, I don't know. Or any ideas, Rabbi Sai? 12 Shvatim, Tefillin, something? Any ideas? Sounds like an interesting connection, Tefillin, Yud Beis Shvatim. Don't know. And, says the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Chof Tes, explains Mishtei Ruchos, 2 directions. What does that mean? Roi Tzolem, Shekol Tfiriyu, Mesoivevis, Mishnei Tzodim, Ponim, Ve'ochoy. Up and down, 2 directions. Up and down, meaning, Nimtza Tovu, Bishtei, Mechotem. It means 2 directions of stitches. Echaz Yoitzis, Le'ochoy, one goes back. Vachaz Nichnez, one goes in. Letzad Ponim. So in other words, I think it's just another way of explaining that you're going to have the entire area, as I said earlier, the entire area is going to be, yeah, once up and once down, once up and once down. I'm not sure how to explain it better, but meaning this concept. and see, finally see if you'd base. Yachnis haretzua. You should enter the retzua. Toicha ma'avarta. You enter the retzua into the ma'avarta. V'yase kesher kemin dalet. You should make a dalet b'shel rosh. The back of the tefillin shel rosh should have a dalet. V'chemin yud b'shel yad. And there's a yud on the tefillin shel yad. Lehashlim o'isiois shin dalet. Yud, you should have the word shakai on you. Im ha'shin shel b'shel rosh. So you've got the shin on the tefillin shel rosh. You've got the dalet in the back of your tefillin shel rosh. You've got the yud on your arm. That's why you end up having the name of Hashem on you. What a powerful point. The Mishnah Berurah, that's something which we don't do. And it sounds like the tefillin were not so strong that you should have the tefillin, that the retzua should go around the batim to make it stronger. To make it more strong attached. It's referring to the retzua. You should go around the minigays, lehavir, to go over the oir. You go with oir, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says, it's referring to the retzua. You go with the retzua over the tefillin shel yad, leroichav azroya, around the arm, yirochav kiroichav abayis. What the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, as explained in Seif Cotton, as explains that you go with the tefillin, with the retzua, you go over it to make it tighter. Yeah, that's right. It's interesting. Yeah. Maybe he's referring to just the ma'avata. Not sure. Maybe just the ma'avata. I'm not sure. Good question, because you're right. That's right. Ramon says earlier we don't. Right. Not sure. Good question. I don't know. I really don't know the answer. Yeah. And finally, says the Ramon, V'le'aseh ha'ksharim el'olach ha'sho'osu ha'shin mitfilin. You should only make the ksharim, you should only tie the tefillin, make the kesher of the yud. It's not referring to us tying the tefillin, it's referring to the sofer making the kesher. You should only make the kesher of the yud, le'acha she'os ha'shin mitfillin, after you've completed making the shin on the tefillin, v'achach yaseh ha'dalet, and after you make the dalet, v'achach ha'yud, and after it's the yud, k'sei the oitzis Hashem, like the name of Hashem. First the creation of the shin, after the creation of the dalet, then the creation of the yud. There is two minogim with regards to the dalet, Rabbi Yisai. What's the two minogim? One is considered in Zerashkin as one of Sfar, but it's not very accurate. One looks literally like a dalet, and one looks like a square. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotn Reish Lamed Beis, V'yaseh Kesher, the Kesher Tfinu Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Kesher Tfinu is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, one should be careful with that, and it sounds like it's Ma'akev B'Diavet, V'nir Yishe Tzorich La'asoyis L'Ishmo, it needs to be done L'Ishmo, V'le'yaseh Kotn, don't ask your child to do the Kesher, Reish Lamed Gimel Kemin Dalet, Yishe Oisin Kesher Kemem Stumo, some make it like an enderman, basically like a square, Shinir Kishtei Dalet Mishnei Tzorim, one upside down Dalet, one regular Dalet together, looks like a square. And others, and he brings over here that there's cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah himself seems to be mitzad, it's better to have a regular dalet. But it is two minhagim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I just want to add over here that the Bialocha brings something which is really extremely important. Meiser, the Bor Maschalit for him, he says that the tefillin, that's mamash, please allow me to go one more minute, that really the tefillin should be tied. It's mamash extremely important, Meiser. The tefillin over here, they should be the four parshias, the four batim rather. They should be tied together, should be attached together through the tefillin, through the stitches. If you stitch them strong, that's how the batim should be connected, right? Do you know what I mean? But that's really very difficult. And therefore, a lot of people, what would make sense to do? And that's really what batim machas do. That's right, they glue it. It's a problem. It's what everybody does. But according to the Bialocha, he questions this a little bit. He says that if the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is, I'm quoting Dibor Maschil Yitfoyer, if the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is that it should be tied together through the tefillas, so surely you can't use glue. Because it's meant to be held together through the stitches and not through anything else. I'm going to read these words inside. Yitfo, Shemati b'shem echad me'agdoilim, Shehize, I heard the name of one of the gdoilim, who was careful, Shalei dapik atitura bedevek koidim atfira. Don't use glue before you're connecting the stitches. connecting through the stitches. With the devik choshev chibuk tefira, because it's as if you are you're connecting them through the glue. V'kemosh kasa b'siv memzayin. And if imken efshe the tefira she'achkach lo choshev klum, and therefore you're not doing anything by the tefiras. That's not good. The question. I think the minig of many soifim is that many batim are still to use glue, although the bialach is a bit, question is a little bit. I think they add a tiny bit of glue and they assume that it's just adding to the stitches really, and they rely on that. Okay, we'll stop here.